V'yato mavir nachla minoav afilu b'mokim bas. But maybe we do not take away the Yerusha from a father even when there's a daughter. That this pasuk says, they give it to the daughter, maybe it only means if there's a question that there's an uncle alive. In other words, the father, Reuven, has a brother alive, Shimon. So then we say Reuven's daughter gets it. But we're not talking about when the father, Yaakov, is alive. Maybe though, B'mokam, the father's alive, maybe he gets it. I had this doubt that this pasuk says, the daughter gets it. How do you know to say the pasuk is saying the daughter gets it over the father, Yaakov? Maybe the pasuk only means the daughter gets it over the brother, Shimon, in a case where there's no father alive. But maybe B'mokam there's a father, maybe the father will still get it. That's the kasha. Someone says, no, if so, it shouldn't have said the extra word of avartim. We take it away. What's this lashon of avartim? Mashma that b'mokim you have a daughter, we even take it away from the father also. That b'mokim, when a father dies, he has a daughter left over, the daughter takes it over the father. That's the deek for the pasuk, that the first daughter...
take it away from her, to give to the father.
No. The daughter gets it. The daughter gets it. Vavartim means we take it away from the father to give it to the daughter. When a father dies, when Reuven dies, if he has a daughter, the daughter receives it, and that's the father. So that's how this Tanna lends it out. That's the pasuk teaching us, that's the only time the father doesn't get it, like Yaakov, if Reuven, his son, had a daughter. But if Reuven does not have any children, Reuven only has brothers alive, then if it's a question between brothers or a father, the father gets it, not the brothers. Nothing more says, according to this last Tana, that learns out this deek from the word of Avartim, Hai She'eroi Mayovidlei. At the time of before, learned this out from the Pasuk of She'eroi. It says, V'nasata El She'eroi HaKorov Elov. And before we dashen, Sheiroi means the father. That's the way he dashen before, that Tana. That Sheiroi means somebody close, a close relative. It meant the father. But according to this Tana, now we learn out from the word Vavartim, what does he do with the word Sheiroi? So Gemara says, Mi boile, he needs it likratanya. Hey, we learn like this. Sheiroi. What does the Pasuk say there's a Yerusha of Sheiroi? Zu ishtoi. That means your wife. Malamed comes to teach us that midiraisa shahabal yoris asishtoi. That's a loch. If your wife dies and she owned her own property, you know who gets it? Not her sons, not her daughters, but the husband. A husband yashins his wife. That's this pasuk. Sheirei, there's such Yerusha, like Rashbam says, Sheirei zuishtoi, kidachsid, the pasuk says, for how you le basar echot, they should be like one basar. Uksiv nami, Sheirei ksusav yonos, lo yigora. Don't take it away. So therefore, Sheiroi here means your wife. He's coming to teach us a new halacha that a husband yashins his wife. Like Rashi says, Rashbam Yerush Ashishtai, Ksav Agur Namasif Mudarshim Makari Yachi, Tanasatim Misnachlis Sheiroi Loi, that you give the Yerusha of his wife to the husband. That's what this pasuk is teaching us. Yeah. Now, Ulaman Denafka Loi Misheiroi, according to the first time that we had yesterday, that learned Sheiroi. That's talking about the father. That teaches us that the father gets the Yerusha before the brothers get the Yerusha. If so, Haivei Havartim Mayovidlei. What does he do with this extra word, Vavartim, the way this Tana here is dashing it? Like Rashi says, Lichta V'nasatim. It just should have said a Lashon of V'nasatim, give it. What's Vavartim? We take it away. So Gemara says, Mi Boilei, we need it, Likiratanya. Like we learned like this. Rebbe Yoimi, Rebbe said, Bekulam Nema Behem Nesina. By all other Yerushas, when somebody dies, it says, Lashon of Nesina. We give his property over. If a father dies, we give his property to the son. It says, Lashon of Nesina. Vekan Nema Behem Vavarta. But in the case where a father died and he only left over a daughter, it says, Lashon of Havartim. We give over. Not a lashon of enosna giving, but v'havart v'havartim. Why does it say an extra word of v'havartim? What does it mean to teach us? Come to teach us, She'ein lecho she'mavir nachlo mi'shevet l'shevet elabas. Like usually, every Yerusha always stays in the same Shevet. Because usually, Yerusha goes to the son. The son is the same Shevet as the father. The father came from Shevet Don. So the children you have are also Shevet Don. Usually when a father dies, who yashes the father? The son. So it stays vital in Shevet Don. So usually the property that was given to Shevet Don always stays in Shevet Don. Where is there going to be a case now that this property today belonged to Shevet Don and tomorrow it's going to belong to Shevet Asher? You know that's going to happen? By a daughter. And again, let's say the father that was from Shevet Don died. And he has no sons. He only has a daughter. So the daughter yashes. So right now she's still from Shevet Don. But let's say she gets married to a husband from Shevet Asher, and then she dies, the husband yashens her. So this is the way property from Shevet Don is given over to Shevet Asher. So the only way property is ever transferred from one Shevet to another Shevet would only be where a daughter yashens the father. That's why here the Pasuk says there's extra lashon of for havartim, giving it over. That's this rush here. Yeah. So it says that Shem Lecho Shemavir Nachlo Mi Shevet LeShevet. We never have the case that Yerusha goes from one Shevet to another Shevet. Elabas Hoyel Ubno Ubaila Yoshemasa. Because in the case when she dies, you know who takes her over? Either her husband takes her over, or else her son takes her over. So again, first the father from Shevet Don died, right? Then the daughter yashened. Now when the daughter gets married, she gets married into Asher. So her husband is from Asher, and if she has sons, the sons are also from Shevet Asher. So when she dies, either her husband's going to yashen her, or a son. So that's the case that you take Yerusha from one Shevet to another Shevet. That's why here by your daughter, the Pasuk says an extra lashon of a havartim. Right. Now the Gemara goes back. Umimai di Sheri Zerav. How do we know to say that Sheroi means the father? Is this going back to the first Rosh before? Now when the Pasuk says, Vinosatem. Pinosatem es nachloso l'sheroi hakorve lof. Yeah. The door's closed good? This door's closed? Yeah?
Yes.
It's a pinosatem es nachloso l'sheroi. So we said before the first rush was, Sheroi means the father. That the father yashens his son if the son has no children. So the question is, how do you know that? How do you know that the word Sheroi means the father? Before, one man even says Sheroi means your wife. How do you know to say here Sheroi means the father? So it starts like this. Tiyachsev, it says up another pasuk, Sheravichu. It says a lashon of Sheravichu. So it's lashon of Sher applies even to honor father. For the Gemara, no, Eima Sherizuim. Maybe it means the mother. Tiyachsev, there's also a pasuk that says Sherimchi. She's the share of your mother. So maybe Sher means the mother. On my Ravos, Ravens, on the quote, the pasuk says Mimishpachtoi from V'yarish Oisa. That Yerusha usually goes down from the same Mishpacha. Now, who's the called the Mishpacha? Mishpachas Av, Kruya Mishpacha, Mishpachas Aim, ain't a Kruya Mishpacha. You want to know what Mishpacha you are? You go boss of the father. The husband, he's the Mishpacha. Your Mishpacha Yehuda, your Mishpacha Don, your Mishpacha Asher, that's called your Yisrael Levi. Your Mishpacha is what the father is. What the mother is, that's not the name of the Mishpacha. Tichsiv, the pasuk says, le mishpachaisam, levei savoisam. So it says clearly that levei savoisam, what's called a mishpacha beisav? Therefore, since by Yerusha, it goes after mishpacha, it's a svar to say that a father has to do with Yerusha more than a mother. So again, in a case where Yaakov had Reuven, and Reuven dies now without any children. So the question is, who's going to yashin Reuven? So Allah is Yaakov the father yashins his son. Yaakov the father and not the mother. For the Gemara, is this true what you're saying? O mishpachas aim ain't a kruya mishpacha. Is it true that the mishpacha of a mother is not called a mishpacha? I have walked here, there's a pasuk in Shoftim that says, Vayihi nar mi beis lechem Yehuda, mi mishpachas Yehuda vu Levi. There was a young son that came, a young person that came here, and it says he was from mishpachas Yehuda, and he was a Levi. And vuhu gashram, he lived there. So chutz astira. If he's mishpachas Yehuda, how could it be a Levi? Levi is not from Yehuda. Two different shvatim. They shevet Levi and shevet Yehuda. So that's the last question here. Haguf the kasha. It's a kasha in the pasuk itself. Amarta v'hu Levi. You're telling me this person now was a Levi. Alma me Levi Yossi. It has to mean what? That his father was also a Levi. That's what we're talking about here. He was a Levi. Yeah. Yeah. Rashi Rashbam just says this part is talking about Sefer Shoftim Ksiv Bepashas Pesloi Shal Micha. By the Pesel of Micha, when this Nah came, he was like the Kohen for them. So it says he was a Levi Yehuda, and he was a Levi. So how could it be? Alma. So the Torah has to be Alma Melevi Osi Mimishpachas Yehuda. He was a Levi that came from Mishpachas Yehuda. What does that mean? His father was a Levi, and his mother was from Shevet Yehuda. Amma mi Yehuda Asi. No, this is after Kasha. Amma mi Levi Asi. Then Mishpachas Yehuda, Amma mi Yehuda Asi. And Allah, what does it have to be? That the Yavu Amma Levi, it's like true. His father was a Levi. But the Imma mi Yehuda. His mother though, this Nar's mother, came from Shevet Yehuda. O come, and the Pasuk says upon this Nar, the Mishpachas Yehuda. That this Nar, even though he was a Levi, he came from Mishpachas Yehuda. So you see clearly, we go bosom mishpachas ein. So you see, your mother also is called a mishpacha. So what are you telling me so clearly it's not called a mishpacha for? So the Gemara answers, Omar Rava ba Rav Chonon, loy, Gavra Shmei Levi, Atenos no stira. His name was Levi, that was the guy's name. Sounds very good. He came from mishpachas Yehuda, means his father was from Shevet Yehuda. So what do you mean to say, who Levi? Not that he was really a Levi, just that his name was Levi. That was this guy's name, was Levi, so no stira. For the Merihochi, if so, Hainu de Koma Micha. That's what Micha said over there. Ati Yadati, now I know, Kita Vashem Li, that Hashem is good to me. Ki Hoyim Li Ha Levi L'Kayin, that I have a Levi for a Kayin. Like now Micha thought he was right for making the Pesel, that Hashem gave him a Levi to be a Kayin. So, that's good if he was really a Levi. But now you're telling me he really was from Shevet Yehuda. Just his name was Levi. So why did Micha feel good? So Gemara answers in yes, no, still it's good. The Yisrami Le Gavra the Shmei Levi. He felt good, Micha, that a man came to him with the name Levi, and he was going to be his kohen there to work in his, by Pesel Micha. Shal was the base of Eidazar or not, but he felt good that a person chutz with the name of Levi came. For the Gemara, Vichi Levi Shmei, was this person's name Levi? We know that person that worshipped there, that took care of Pesel Micha, that Avodah Zarah there, his name was Yoinasin. Shenema says in the Pasuk, V'Yoinasin ben Gershon ben Menashe, who born of Hoyakonim, L'Shevet Adoni? So it's clearly Yoinasin, he was the one that took care there. And his name was not Levi. So let me ask the question, Omer Ali, I'll say back to you, Otam, according to your Tam. V'chi ben Menashe, when the Pasuk says V'yoinasin ben Gershon ben Menashe, is it true that he was the son of Menashe? V'haloi ben Moshe, this was the son of Moshe. Gershon was the son of Moshe, and Gershon gave birth to Yoinasin. So Yoinasin really was the grandson of Moshe. Rachmanis, that Yoinasin will soon see. Did there was ever a Avodah Zarah? So what do you mean to tell me ben Menashe? It's not ben Menashe, it's ben Moshe. You see, the Pasuk says, B'nei Moshe Gershom Eliezer. Who was the sons of Moshe? Moshe had two sons. Moshe Rabbeinu had the first son he called Gershom, and the second son he called Eliezer. So what's on this Pasuk that it says, V'yoinasin ben Gershom ben Menashe, it should have said ben Moshe, it should have said. Ella, what do you have to answer me? Mitoich Shosa Maisa Menashe, since Yoinasin went to be over Avodah Zarah. He did actions like Menashe, the Rosh of Menashe, Tolu HaKosav of Menashe. The Pasuk calls him like the son of Menashe. instead of calling him the son of Moshe the way he really was, the pasuk calls him the son of Menashe. So Achanam here also I tell you, Mitoich Shosa Maisa Menashe the Yosem Yehuda Tola Kasev Yehuda. Maybe here also, since he's doing an action of Menashe that came from Yehuda, the pasuk is telling him in Yehuda. But maybe really, Tak, it's not from Yehuda. Maybe it really is from Levi. Maybe. Or like maybe it's really like it was Yehonasan over there. Yeah. Just told like Kasab Yehuda. So therefore there's no stirus in the Psukim. Omer Reb Yechna Mishum Mishum Ben Yechoi. Mikan from over here. Shetoyle Nesha Kilkola Pimakukol. When somebody does something wrong, you want to name him off somebody, we're totally him in a bigger Russia that did the Rishas before. Like here also was saying, this Yonason, he was the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu, but he was Eved Avodah Zarah by Pesel Micha, we call him after Menashe, that also did a worship of Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yosi ben Chaninu Amar, Meyachav in this passage, the Gam Hu Toif Toi, he looked very nice, Tori Meyoid, the Oysa Yoda Achar Avshalom, and he gave birth to David after Avshalom. For the Gemara, Valoi Adonis ben Chagis, Avshalom ben Micha. They had two different mothers. So what do you mean to say she gave birth to him right after the other one? There were two different mothers. Ella, mitoch shos maisa Avshalom, temorid b'malchus, torah kol Avshalom. The reason why it says over here, v'yosa yod ach Avshalom, that Adonio, it says, was given birth, she gave birth to Adonio after she gave birth to Avshalom, even though the two different wives involved, but since Adonio also did rishis like Avshalom, it's totally after Avshalom. So Mitarch Shosu Maisa Menashe Tola Kosva Menashe. Here also, even though it's not really the son of Menashe, who's the son of Moshe Rabbeinu, but since Yonasan did Averis like Menashe, they call him after Menashe. And Omer Rebeloza, Li'olam Yad Bikodom B'Toivim. When you get married, make Shaduchim, make sure you come into a good mishpacha. Marry, make sure your wife comes from a good mishpacha. Sher hay Moshe, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenos Abbas Yisroi, his wife Tzipora, but before she was the daughter of Yisroi. And at the beginning, Yisroi was a Rasha. Is Yotzim Emenu Yonason. Moshe Rabbeinu's grandson was Yonason. That was Eved Avodah Zarah. He was Eved by Pesel Micha. But no, that's what we're saying. It's no good. Mashein kein Aaron HaKoyen, Aaron Shinosa Bas Aminadov, Aaron the married the daughter of Aminadov, a tzaddik, Yotzer Mena Pinchas, came out from Aaron Pinchas, a big tzaddik. It's just such an Indian to get married to Yichus. For the Gemara, O Pinchas lav mi Yisroi Yosei, but didn't Pinchas also come from Yisroi? For Aksir, the Pesach says, Eliezer ben Aaron lokach loy mibnois Potiel, lo Lisha, took from him a daughter from Potiel, a wife from Potiel. My love doesn't mean to say the Yosem Yisroi, that it came from Yisroi, as Eliezer ben Aaron, that gave birth to Pinchas, but his mother was Potiel, which was a daughter of Yisroi. The Yosem Yisroi, Shepita Magolom Avodah Zarah, that he fattened up the Agolom at the beginning to give it to the Avodah Zarah. So where it says Loy, that's not the Pshat from Pinchas. The Yosem Yosef, it say came from Yosef. She pit put be Yitzroi, that Yosef at Tzadik was able to fight back his Yitzhara. Yosef was able to hold himself back from Bas Potifera, he held back, he fought back the Yitzhara. For the Murano, for Loy Shvotim of Azamoisoi, doesn't it say that the Shvotim were making fun of Pinchas? For Yerim, they were saying like this, Reisem ben Buti, did you see this ben Buti there like Pinchas? Ben, that means Ben, Shepitim Ave Ima Golem. The son here, that his grandfather, the father of his mother, was Yisroi, that used to fatten a golem cow, or a golem eagles, cares la pravaida zara. Is Yehorig Nasi Shevim Yisrael? Now this Pinchas, his grandson Pinchas, he should come and kill another Nasi be Yisrael, like people are talking bad about Pinchas. So who you see that Pinchas did come from Yisroi? So again, it's not good to Cheshbin. Whereas it ever like this, I avud imoy. If his mother's father came from Yosef,